is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
My colleague and friend Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, just returned from Jerusalem, and we're very pleased and privileged to welcome the Director General of the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, Yoram Weiss, who helps us understand his hospital since the beginning of the crisis on Saturday morning, October 7th, what they're seeing and what they imagine right now is the threat ahead, given the conflict is hardly concluded. Yoram, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show. Your hospital is very well known. Malcolm tells me everybody knows, but I have an audience that wants to learn. Where are you exactly in Jerusalem, and what have you seen since Saturday that challenges you? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me. The Hadassah Medical Organization hospitals exist in Jerusalem since 1912, and we have two campuses. One is a campus in the northeast of Jerusalem, Hadassah Mount Scopus, which is the eldest campus. And then after the creation of the State of Israel, we created the largest campus, which is today a very large hospital with more than 1,000 beds in the southwest part of Jerusalem, where we have also the Faculty of Medicine of the Hebrew University, Hadassah School of Medicine. Since the activities started and the hostilities started on Saturday, the 7th of October, we have seen more than 100 patients. Some of them, about 50%, were airlifted to us in a very severe condition. Two of them arrived actually dead. The rest, as I said, about 50% arrived with severe injuries, both head injuries, gunshot wounds to the head, sharp nails to the chest and stomach, and a lot of limb injuries, hands and legs, with severe injuries to the vasculature and to the bones. And we have treated these patients since then. And unfortunately, we have a lot of experience with that. We have participated and we had a major impact during the second intifada and the first intifada. So we have teams with a lot of trauma experience at our institutions.
Malcolm?
I had the privilege of visiting the hospital earlier this week and visiting with some of the soldiers who were wounded there, and every one of them and their families, two out of, them were actually Americans and one a Canadian, talking, one from Texas who was a doctor and whose father is a doctor, and the mother of one of the others is a doctor, and they all said and praised the treatment that they got at Hadassah. The hospitals in the South are clearly overwhelmed when you have a couple thousand wounded, including hundreds of seriously wounded. And Hadassah, as one of their proponents says, gets very serious cases. But to see them on the mend and how much appreciation they expressed for the quality of the care. So I just want to share that. But doctor, you have Arab and Jewish doctors on staff and nurses and patients. How do they react when especially after such a vicious assault and inhumane, barbaric actions taken against Jewish residents? How does that impact the society, the hospital, the culture there?
So I should say that we've seen at Hadassah for many, many years the tensions outside of the Hadassah campuses flare up between Jews and Muslims during the Intifada and during other eruptions of violence. I think that everybody that works at Hadassah, and as you mentioned, we are extremely complex organization when it comes to the human beings that work at Hadassah, with the demography of Muslims and Christians and Jews working all together. And I think everybody understands that the institution is dedicated to the well-being of our patients and really providing our patients the best medical care. Now, I won't say that what happened doesn't impact what has happened. There's no question that people are extremely stressed and very, very frustrated with what happened. And I think both communities are frustrated with what happened, because I think that even our Arab colleagues understand that there's a certain threshold that was crossed during this really vicious attack that is unprecedented, that occurred on the 7th of October, where really children and mothers were just slaughtered, and there's no other word to use. So I think that there's no question that there's an earthquake undergoing in Israel, and I think also in the West Bank. And there's no question that this affects us. But still, as you may have mentioned, I think it doesn't affect the fact that when people come to work at Hadassah, they realize that they have really something that is bigger than the political tensions that are around us. And this is really providing, as a team, the best care to our patients. And our patients are being treated by a multinational group of people. And I'm very proud about that. And I would admit that this is one of the reasons that I've been at Hadassah for more than 33 years.
Yoram, there's a long war ahead. The Prime Minister used that phrase, a long war. What are you anticipating you will need at Hadassah? Have you got everything you need?
You know, in hospitals, you never got whatever you need. You always need more. But what we're doing is we're preparing for the second phase of this war, if it will happen. And we are preparing both when it comes to really purchasing equipment that is needed for the surgical rooms, for the operating rooms, for the procedure rooms, and also for our intensive care units. But we're also looking at our rehabilitation centers. We have just completed and we are just going to open a large rehabilitation hospital in the in Hadassah Mount Scopus. And we are trying to make the best efforts to complete these projects as quickly as possible. What we're doing also is we are trying to really prepare for more sheltered areas in the case that major missile offensive will be opened against the State of Israel. And therefore, we are opening additional beds that are underground and are well protected to care for our patients. So we will be opening within the next coming week more than 250 beds that we will be in completely sheltered areas, both in our in Kerem and our Mount Scopus campus.
We have about a minute, Malcolm.
Yeah, I just want to be clear that you have underground facilities, operating rooms protected.
Yes, we have 13 operating rooms. The most advanced operating rooms in a intensive care facilities that allow us to care immediately for more than 100 patients. We are opening an additional 150 beds underground in Kerem, and we will be opening another part of our new rehabilitation center. There will be an underground hospital with 150 beds.
And let me just ask, how many of your doctors are recruited then to the Army? Do you find that that creates a shortage for you?
The answer is that we have about 150 physicians that were recruited to the Army. At this point, it causes some strains on the system, but we are used to it. Thanks to the COVID, we developed some ways how to amend for that. But we are looking into the possibility and we're preparing for the fact that we have a lot of volunteers from the U.S. and from Europe who have called us and offered their assistance. And we're actually creating now lists of people that we will call upon our need to come and assist us to take care of the patients if it's needed.
Yoram Weiss is the Director General of the Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. Malcolm Hohnlein, I'm John Matthews.